Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
What we learned investigating the death of Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez.
It sounds like you ran almost every theory to its end.
Binge all 8 episodes of Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thursday, January 6th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. LA County Fire has lost one of its own this morning in a fire at a Rancho Palos Verdes home. Veteran firefighter Jonathan Flagger from Station 83 was overcome by smoke and flames in an attic. Other firefighters on scene found him quickly, tried to revive him. He was taken to Harbor UCLA Medical Center in Torrance, where he died. Interim Fire Chief Anthony Marone says the 47-year-old Flagler had joined LA County Fire 2 years ago after working in Vernon. Chief Marone calls him one of the bravest. The Firefighters Union says Flagler leaves a wife and 2 teenage sons. Now to the pandemic. The COVID-19 surge powered by the Omicron variant is hitting police officers and firefighters in Los Angeles hard. LA Mayor Eric Garcetti says about 500 LAPD officers and civilian employees are now in isolation after testing positive. About 300 fire department employees are also in isolation. Garcetti says it's a staffing challenge for both the LAPD and LA Fire.
I have authorized the use of additional overtime funds to cover those folks that are out sick. As of right now, I'm proud to say LAPD has been able to meet all patrol staffing requirements. It had no disruption in its core services.
The mayor also says LA Fire has not cut back on services, but Chief Ralph Tarasa says they have cut back training time for recruits to get them into the field more quickly. Local hospitals are seeing more COVID-19 positive patients, although many didn't come in for that. They had some other health care need and ended up testing positive for COVID-19 at the hospital. The patient counts in L.A. Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties are still less than half what they were a year ago, but they are high enough to strain hospital staffs, just as the more contagious Omicron variant is sidelining lots of doctors and nurses. Dr. Shruti Gohill at the UC Irvine Medical Center in Orange says her hospital is dealing with a significant staffing shortage. She says they're also trying to answer a tough question.
How do we get healthcare workers back into work? It is a mild illness. And can we test healthcare workers so that we can, if they're negative or, you know, resolved with their infection, they're a highly vaccinated community. Can they come back and get in and take care of patients at the earliest opportunity? And that is the talk of the town when it comes to hospitals.
Dr. Shruti Gohill at the UC Irvine Medical Center, one of the COVID-19 experts you hear daily on KPCC's Air Talk. And more fallout from Omicron and soaring COVID-19 case counts. We told you before that the University of California has returned to remote learning for the first 2 weeks of the winter quarter that's now underway. Earlier this week, Cal State LA, Cal State Channel Islands, and Sacramento State said they will go remote when the spring semester begins January 24th. 3 weeks for Cal State LA, 2 weeks for the others. Now, one of the biggest Cal State campuses, Cal State Long Beach, has announced that it will go remote for 2 weeks also. Cal State East Bay in Hayward now says it is going remote for 2 weeks. Here's some useful info for you. If you need a COVID-19 test, well, you can get one at the YMCA. More than a dozen YMCA sites are offering free tests. Some will accept walk-ups. Most require appointments. Now, you're probably a short drive from a YMCA where you can get a test, as far south as San Pedro, as far north as Reseda, and plenty of YMCA locations in between. Throughout the day today on KPCC, we have been marking 1 year since Trump supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol in an effort to overturn the election of President Joe Biden. Burbank Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff was on the floor of the House chambers that day. He and other House members fled under guard when the mob charged into the Capitol and began banging on the chamber doors. Schiff says he and his family had received death threats for years. He says now that is commonplace for his colleagues since January 6th, with more than 9,000 threats against members of Congress in the last year.
This ought to be a wake-up call to people that that for the first time in a very long time, there's a growing acceptance of the idea of political violence as a way to solve differences.
Congressman Adam Schiff, a guest today on KPCC's Air Talk. He now sits on the special House committee that's investigating the January 6th insurrection and what led up to it. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
Support for this podcast is made possible by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Los Angeles a better place to live.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.